This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. All arrangements are in place for the voting of the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered under this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 in the morning and end at 6 p.m. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Omar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of parliamentary elections are in full swing. While the sixth phase of polling will be held on 25th of this month, the seventh and the final phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed several rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal today. Speaking at public meetings in Purulia, Bishnupur and Medinipur constituencies of West Bengal, Mr. Modi said that TMC welcomes infiltrators but it strongly opposes the Hindu minorities who have come to India after being persecuted. He said the process of granting citizenship under CAA has started and the Congress, Trinamool Congress and left parties could do nothing to stop it. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and SP President Akhilesh Yadav attended a joint public meeting in the Allahabad constituency. Mr. Rahul Gandhi said that if the INDI coalition government is formed, the development of Allahabad Lok Sabha constituency will be at double pace. New industries will be set up in the area. In Ladakh, the district election authorities and Kargil police have confirmed that all necessary arrangements have been made to ensure fair and transparent voting in the Ladakh parliamentary constituency, which goes to the polls tomorrow. Out of the 279 polling stations, 118 have been identified as critical based on the norms set by the Election Commission. Comprehensive measures including both force and non-force interventions have been put in place for these critical stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government's biggest focus has been on governance. In an interview with the TV channel, Mr. Modi said that the government has modernized railways and created infrastructure. He also emphasized on the mantra of pro-people, good governance. The Prime Minister said India is on a take-off stage in industrial revolution. He also stressed that decentralized industrialization network is important to make agriculture viable. Mr. Modi said when scope, scale, speed and skill meet, the country can achieve a lot. BJP today came down heavily on Aam Aadmi Party and strongly criticized Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for his silence on the assault case of AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP MP Manoj Tiwari and national spokesperson Shazia Ilmi condemned the alleged support of AAP leaders towards the accused Bibhav Kumar. Shazia Ilmi alleged that Aam Aadmi Party is attempting to establish that there was no assault on Swati Maliwal by releasing edited videos despite acknowledgement of the incident earlier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern on the reports regarding Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi's helicopter flight today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India stands in solidarity with the Iranian people in this hour of distress and pray for well-being of the President and his entourage. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Punjab Kings by 4 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. Chasing 215 runs for a win, Hyderabad achieved the target with 5 balls to spare, losing 6 wickets. With this win, Hyderabad is in second position in medals table with 17 points. Kolkata Knight Riders occupies the first position with 19 points and Rajasthan Royals the third position with 16 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.